We've have the minhag of each year learning the Rus with Nachlas Yosef, and we're holding this year by Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, which is the it's a middle of something, so we'll try to give a little bit of a hakdama to what we did last year, so that we understand the hemshchol psukim. We're holding now by Boaz. Rus has come back with Naomi. She is now in a field. They come back destitute before from Moav. As we said before, Moav was the arch enemy of Klal Yisrael. They were despised, despicable people. Naomi had left Klal Yisrael in its hardest matzav. They come back now, and they're basically poor, destitute, and that's what's happening. It says, Vihine, so she sends her out, Rus, to go collecting the fields. Leket Shikrapeya, that's what she's going to do. It says, Vayika Miker Chelkas Asad Elboaz Asher Vespas Elimelech. She happened to come across the field of Elimelech. Vihine Boaz Bo Meislechem. And Boaz come Meislechem. Vayom ala kotzi and says to them, Hashem imochem, vayom vrach Hashem. Greets them, says Hashem imochem, and vrach Hashem. This Pasuk Dalet is kind of just in a small Megillah where every word counts. He comes in and he says, hi fellas, everything great, sir. Okay, who's this Naira? I mean, skip that part. What's it about? So Chazal say they had just made a takana. The takana was a takana of being shoyel, using Shem Hashem to be shoyel shleim of people. One should not have used the Shem Hashem to be shoyel the shleim of people. It's degrading, it's taking down the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world, like in the mundane affairs, and they made that takana. So he explains before, this is, we saw last year, they looked around and asked themselves, what is wrong with this door? Why are things happening? Why is this door falling apart? And they had come to the conclusion that there was a lack of appreciation for Tzel Melekim in themselves and in others. They didn't realize and understand the chshivas and godless ha'odam of Tzel Melekim. And b'meila they made a takana that they would start asking each other, in the name of Hashem, how are you? It means that I associate Hashem's name with people. I associate each person as being Mishem Hashem. That was the takana that Boaz had made. So, 3 points. First, Rus happens to fall into Boaz's field. And Boaz has come back now, struggling with how to bring back a generation whose sense of Tzel Melekim has totally evaporated. And now he takes a look at the field. Who is this young woman? So he says over here, now I'm reading from Nachas Yosef, she lose shall boz as oir al de poloisav shall rusa mesuperas pasikimo. What prompted that question was something about her. Okumay she iru chazal v'chidakur shall boz lishal benayra. Chazal asked, does Boaz, he was the Gadol HaDor? Did it pass him to ask about the girls? Now, I want to add a side remark. This is not just a digressive, minute parenthetical remark. It's something, Chazal and the Psukim do criticize people. But when they criticize, they say so. If it would have been something untoward, if it would have been something not right, Chazal would have made mention of it. Or the Pasuk would have been mentioned. Here, there's no mention of it. So Chazal say, obviously, it wasn't something prompted by some physical thing. There was something about it. And he asked, Lemia Naira Zois, whose is she? Now, he says, and Chazal say over there, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chazal answer that he saw two things in her, Devar Chochma and Devar Tznius. He saw her picking up only the two sheaves, not three sheaves, and he saw that she wouldn't bend over, she would kneel, she would bend down. Now, let's understand a little bit about the two areas where kavod ha'adam makes all the difference. Chazal say that a person who eats in a shuk and a marketplace is pasul for edus. The reason is because what keeps us honest is self-respect. We have a certain sense of self-respect, who we are, what we are, our standing. And if we know that, if it's discovered that we're dishonest, we'll lose that. And that's why what keeps somebody who has no sense of self, of dignity or self-respect, can't be trusted, because what's going to keep him straight and narrow? When a person loses samulakim, and poverty, Chazal say, is menavel a person. Poverty crushes a person. Person loses sense of dignity and self-respect. So monetary, fiscal integrity goes, and personal tznius. If a person has no sense of dignity, then tznius goes as well. So here you have this rabble, all these people grabbing sheaves of wheat. And the halacha is, if when you collect the wheat, if two pieces fell by the wayside, it belongs to the poor people. If it's three, it belongs to the owner. When you're poor and desperate for food, you don't sit with the dukei halacha. You rush. You say to yourself, the guy has enough food. I mean, two or three is not going to make a difference to him. You don't care much. And you take it. And you don't care about taking your dignity because you have no. So here's Boaz. He's coming back from a Metzes Gdola Torah meeting where they sat and discussed that the problem of the Dor is a lack of Tzel Malakim, a lack of a sense of Tzel Malakim. And he looks at a field of the rabble. And they're all jumping and taking and grabbing. And there's one girl there that preserves her dignity in the harshest of situations. And he asks, Lemi Anarazos, where did she come from? The word Lemi, she's coming from someplace. Now let's read him inside. It's Netzayel Lefenesa Timuna. Let's picture this picture. Boaz Boze Atamosh Sanhedrin. Boaz has just returned from Sanhedrin's meeting. Shesham Donoval Yeridas Hador Valtishas Talmukim Shabadam. That they spoke about this point of Yeridas Hadoris and losing Talmukim. Vehine Mizgal Lefenov Marash Lepilaroise. And all of a sudden, something he passed to him that he never imagined. Naira niyam laketes besada, b'yesh b'dayi kosas rizus v'tznias v'chachma. B'umis anyel adas miyal meynes hazois. Who is this? Hamakshim aleh semitzalos asher richvaleinu v'agdor. The same ideal that was being discussed at the highest parts of Klal Yisrael, here is this simple person, poor simple person, manifesting them. Who is she? Where is she from? And I'd like personally say, Lemia Narazis. She's coming from someplace. This comes from somewhere. And knowing Rus's background, this makes it much more incredible. Vayana Nar Nitzaval Koitzin Vayoma Naira Mave Yashov in Domer Stay Moav. She is the Naira Mavia that comes back from Nomi from Stay Moav. Vatoma, she said, Alakdona Basati Vamorm Acha Koitzim, Vatovatama Zaboger Ato Zeshifta Baisimot. She's been standing all day collecting and she's going to go home soon. So he says the Nachas Yosef, Had Nitzaval Koitzim Marek Tzachivosit. There's a lot of talk here. And the Mefarshim are trying to understand, is this a Shevach or is this a Gnus? A Chazal Shomu B'Tshuvos Loshon Shel Bakosha Boaz. Chazal here a Loshon Bakosha, Amaloi, pious Loshon B'Kezachinu, keep her here. She's worthy that you should be noig pious and chiba. Ach devarav vadeh soleh boz yosef meshachas kavim. It probably entered Boaz's heart a lot more than he could have imagined. Mi yodea masha ova benasha bezer hamilim naira mavia hi hashavim naomi. Let's think about it a minute. Just imagine it. Elimelech was, Boaz was almost the closest relative of Elimelech. He was the second closest relative. When Elimelech was at his best, he was the pride of the family. Ah, I'm Elimelech's first cousin. You know, we're chashav, we're royalty. And then when Elimelech left Klal Yisrael, betrayed Klal Yisrael, ran off to Moab, and married off his two sons to Shixis, that became the shame of the family. That became the intolerable shame of the family. And he's standing there and says, "Who is this extraordinary girl?" And he tells him, the snare tells him, "She is that shame of the family. She is the one who dragged the family down, and this is where they've gone." So he says, "Milim sheben klulo kol tragedias Elimelech." These are words that include the entire tragedy of Elimelech, Nesich Yehuda, Prince of Yehuda, Asher kalosim laketz atosayrim karanim, and now she is forced to collect, you know, sheaves like the poorest of them. Bemilim elim ispatas gam gadlusa shel rus sheozva achrei kovod gedula. This pasuk also, in one sentence, describes the greatness of Rus. I am Rus, who left over everything good and comfortable to become part of Klal Yisrael at this terrible price. Now, I want to be medayik, it's my diuk, but it will come to play later in what he speaks. She is the Naira that is coming back with Naomi. That word is highly inaccurate. Ruth had never been there before. What does it mean she's coming back? Naomi is coming back. It should have said, Naomi was Shava. But we're talking about Rus here. It's one thing if we're talking about Naomi, we'd say Naomi Shava im shtein arsero. So the word Shava is, but here we're talking about Rus. It should say Rusi anaira sheba and Shava. Why Shava? Shava means you are here before, you're coming back. And we'll see, I think, soon what those words mean. Boaz opens his words with pius, comforting her. She'en l'mayla mena. Kida be'oval bita, like a father would speak to a daughter. Halo shemat biti, my daughter, you must have heard. Kan maschila shur sichoisav shel Boaz imrus. Shema novi ro'a tzorch l'kwaisa megillah. Vadenem kol shem shemayin teruch shum p'niyah. If the novi puts us in megillah, and every line here is kodesh, that means every word was said with the intent, the most sacred of intents, to take this person who was most nefesh so much and make them feel good. That's why Chazal revealed to us that every single word over here has something very significant. He tells her, don't go to any other field. Don't leave here. The koitzit bakenar say, become one of my daughters. Become one of my women. Kefianira on the ruslazer de metam kolshu. Somehow he must have sensed Rus is going to leave the field. The koitim call whom as hira shalitaseke. First he wants her not to do it. Kutsadlo nochen, it's wrong. Me acha shenikov on esadezu. He's telling her, you know, there's ashkache here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you, of all the fields, you just picked this field. There's a hashkocha here. We hear Boaz's hashkocha. Shamikre means fas hashkocha, Hashem tedaber leform the adam. Mikra, coincidence, is a language of hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us sometimes. That's the language through which he speaks to us. And if a mikra happened, they obligate a person as if you would have heard a baskol. Eliezer was mispalel, please make it happen. let by some coincidence the right girl come by. When he told her Lavan Upsul, they replied to him, they sense that if there's a mikra, and it then it must be, it's a Dvar Hashem. It's a muffled Dvar Hashem. What is the Dvar Hashem? V'cheinam boyez lerus ima mikra v'yacha haloim hareze kilo nitein tzavim piyashkocha lechilas areplani. If the mikra brought you here, then there's a Dvar Hashem. This is where you belong. Ulefikoch al telchim izeh utni ladvarim zbatel v'kavan shemayla. Don't leave and let things develop as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wishes. Zehu appears to divine medrash. So this is what Chazal meant. Allah kosa when it says in the pasuk al teilchil lakit b'steyacha, they said al teilchil lakit b'steyacha al shem lo yilochay macherim. It's parallel to pasuk we shall not have other gods. V'gam lo tavoyer mizal shem zakeh levan vehu v'choy sidbok noitzer latzadikim. What does it mean al teilchil lakit b'steyacha is kineged lo yilochay macherim? I mean, what does one have to do with the other? Kloima, al telchi lelakev este acha kistio merimazi amikrim hamechav nemes adam hari kemisha sar menemes aleikis. If a person senses that there is a remez of hashkacha and he disregards it, then he's leaving. Then it's as if he's leaving the emes. Vezel leilochal himacherim. So for the person who has the sensitivity where he senses Dvar Hashem and feels Dvar Hashem and he sees a mikra and it quote unquote, which means HaKadosh Baruch has spoken to him, and he goes and he veers from it, then it's a pchina of Lelechem Acherim. V'lo savori mize gikan yivone beis Hashem nov HaKadosh Baruch Hu yizakel van veyu. The verse means make this the permanent place. You also have tzaddikus, you have bonus ksheiros here, naroisai, l'schabei moed. Yoitza, so he says, ki afal pish al-chur medaba leket, even though he's talking about the field and the collection, mikupelas bedvarav kavona l'chabri machur kurv elov. There shines through a desire for him to integrate her in his family. And to raise her as a Jewish daughter. And this really awakened Rus's excitement. So Rus Vatipovnet says, Vatishtachu Arza, she bowed down, Vatoimilov. She told him, Madua Matsasi Chaim Benechla Kireni Vanuchinachria. Why have you acknowledged me when I'm a stranger? I want to be medayik this pasuk, and first of all, he says, loyal ashol lekitas leket ushtias mayim kaf nashman rus. Rus is a poor lady. She wants bread and water for herself and for her mother-in-law, and that's all she wants. That's all she needs, and she's grateful for him. You're very nice. It's very nice of you to give me the bread and the water, and I'm very grateful. And that's it. He's making the collection much easier. She says, what I'm really taken with is how embracing you are. Now, the word lahakireni, recognize in modern Hebrew, you can use that word to introduce somebody to somebody. Hineni lakirotcha, this person. But that's not classic Hebrew. In classic Hebrew, hakireni means to recognize. To recognize means you've been there before. I know you from someplace. She says, Madua matzazchem nachala kireni. You're recognizing me. You're talking to me like somebody that's been here. You're talking to me as somebody that belongs to you. You're talking to me like a long-lost relative. V'neichin nachriya. In Hebrew, the letters, nikar, hakir, and nachriya are of the same root. They're opposites. I'm a nachriya. I'm a stranger. I'm not, like we said before, I'm not returning. You don't recognize me. So what is this recognition of me? What is this sense of a child come home instead of a stranger being offered kindness? So he says Rus is being moited to him. So the chur called the Vosra Boyas Ima, he passes from Elina Geshes, Shazokli Didis Nafshes to Mitzido. What she is, what is she so moved by is that he reached out that way. Ulukachi Mishtamesh Mila Kireni, she beat Liachs Mima Yitzman Alev. Chazal, Shemifan Chenelomis der Bitukal, Chazal who find hidden meanings in the slightest expression. Hidgishu, Shemitachas a Safa Kora, Hoysikvar Bemilazu Kavana is a Kara Mishpartis. The word Hakara resonates with somebody that I know, his family. And this is sort of an intuition, maybe not even noticed by him until it happened. Yes, she'll become acquainted, she'll become his wife. Even when she says, she says, how can you incorporate me into your family when I'm a gyoris? I'm a stranger. I'm never part of it because I'm always the outsider coming in. It wasn't the shidduch for Rus. So you see that in this conversation already, some resonant chord was struck in both of them. So Boaz answers her and he tells her, "Hugad lekola shasis es chamoisech achamoisech." So he replies, Boaz is giving over what exactly has moved him to recognize her, to feel that she's one of ours, one of our own. He says two things. Lavrom Avinu b'shaita ozva gam hi es malarta v'speisa v'yavachal necher. Like Avrom Avinu, she left over her past. V'Avrom holach al pitzava loyki v'avtoch zedoylis levur b'drochav. U'b'chol zay suyin adova k'echlus v'mani gadlusay. V'nesiyoin ezeh nerag b'netzach. So it says in Chazal that Avram Avinu is called Bas Nadif, and it says any ger is a bas of Avram Avinu. Any ger is somebody who is a son or child of Avram Avinu, in the sense that he follows what Avram did. He may not be his biological son, but he is somebody who carries in himself. He's a branch that comes out of that, and those are leaving over two things. Avraham Avinu had his chesed and his leaving over everything and his seeming roots to go towards the emes. In other words, it was seemingly this was his family and this was moledes and this was his bias, but no, his makom was somewhere else. And anyone who does that and acts like that is a child of Avram. And that's why he says, Avram went, and he says it's bigger. Avram went because Kadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach him. V'nisyon ezeh nerag b'netzach, and eternally this nisyon became woven into eternity. Rus holchem etech es eiris pnimis, u'belishum tikud achalas. Rus went because some inner spirit moved her. And the ruch rusaisim segels the hashech achegev us a kol. Rus threw everything away, but lidor shundvar tumers kavana without demanding anything. Or l'shem masazos, and why did she do it? Kidei ligma chasen chamoisa. Her mother-in-law was now an old woman, a broken woman, a destitute woman, and she's gone with her. Shemider choylam in zikas nefesh mekala chamoisa. I mean, there's no natural love between a mother and a mother-in-law, and a woman and a mother-in-law. And certainly after relations is over. So he saw in Rus, in effect, Boaz told Rus, you know, I recognize you. And that's why I think, going back to what we said before, the word shava, you're not a newcomer. A person who has that level of kindness, concern, care, to leave everything over because this woman needs your help desperately. And you have the conviction that you leave behind so much comfort and ease to come and rough it in the worst way possible. I recognize you. You're not a nachriya. You're about a bitash of Avraham Avinu. Yeshalom Hashem polech v'ti maskutech shleima mim Hashem. Elkei Yisrael asher bos lachseis b'knofav, tachas knofav. So he tells her two things. Yeshalom Hashem polech. Gam b'dvorav kroboas, k'modver shonam le'el el arpa v'rus yesh kefal brocha. He's giving her a twofold brocha. He could have just said, Yishalom Hashem Polak, may Hashem give you. He adds, Uti maskotech shleima, ala kavonas chazal lufish, dova sheyotze mitgeda rogel, tzarech usrakesh, kishdova al gmulo, ve meforshon al tikri shleima la shlomo. Kloma, yeis nasech shleima zanush kogdola. He's telling her, it's not just schar, you know, okay, you did. What you did is so extraordinary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you a schar that fits that. Maskotech Shlema, there is one person called Shlomo. Al tikri Shlema la Shlomo. At Sheruya at Sheyokim Chodem Hashalom V'yesa. In many ways, Shlomo was the most shalom person. Hello, Shlomo. V'odu Mosef Dava Dava Shlishi. It says Ashebos Lachseis. The Tachas Nofov. Lefi Chazal Dvarim Eilenim Tam Al Toitzah. V'chein Hashem Medrash. Boyere kamagdol koichon shel tzadikim kamdol koichon shel tzedaka kamdol koichon shel gemach hasadim shein choisin lebetzel kanfei shachal tzevai aretz tzevai chayes lebetzel kanfei kruvim lebetzel kanfei srofim ela betzel mishem vay oilam shenema mayok echatzel kim odam tzevai chesoyin. So Chazal say, because you have done an act that is such an uplifting act, that it's something that requires a schar to be like it. The schar has to be a schar that is as shalom as your ma'aseh was. So Boaz understood that this ma'aseh is a ma'aseh that reaches a point as deep as human ma'aseh are possible to reach. The shlemus of it, how much Rus is willing to extend herself for the outside, for the outsider, for the person that she needed to extend herself for, without any hope of a gemul or anything like that, that engenders a gemul that is shalim. And Shlomo, had things worked out, he would have been it. That would have been the shlemus of the world. He was the culmination of everything, and therefore it's right that should come from you. So these psukim over here, basically, Boaz, the incredible, in three psukim, Boaz and Gdol Yisrael realized that the tzar of the dor is the lack of a person's sense of Tzolom Elokim. And here he comes into a sada where the Yad HaMikra brings an unusual person to his attention. Somebody who is an embodiment of Tzolom Elokim, preserves that sense of dignity in every area, despite any outside crushing factors. And this person is seemingly a nachriya. And yet Boaz recognizes she's not a nachriya. She is hakireini. She's very familiar. She's not coming to Eretz Yisrael. She's Shava. She's coming back to her roots. And this is in line with the Chazal about Gerim, that Geri Tzedek are people whose Neshamas, whatever part of it, however we understand it, were in Har Sinai. The Neshamas, they didn't grow up together with us. It's like a brother who was given up for adoption, and then you meet the person, and despite the differences, There's recognition there. He recognizes her, and she in turn responds to him that she's not, what she's grateful more than anything else is not the fact that parnasa is much easier and you can take as much bread and water as you want and so on. What she responds to the most is the fact, the lakireni, the fact that you've taken me in, the fact that you've were mechabe me. This is the beginning of being mechabe me back to my shayrus again.